In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Tonight we will complete the questions commonly asked by the atheist about our Orthodox Christian faith. We discussed last time the common question of the faith of non-believers, and today we need to ask another common question. Is Christ the only way to God? You know, many people may believe that we are eccentric in saying so, and some other skeptics may say why other religions are not also true, and why some good morals are not the way to God, and how about those who are living a good life? Should God judge them and push them into hell because they did not believe in His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ? So we are attacked by some questions like this. Okay, let's focus on the nature of our Lord Jesus Christ. We have, by logic, four possibilities. The first possibility is the man called Jesus Christ was a liar. Some may believe that he was just a great moral philosopher and teacher. So for those who believe that the Lord was a liar when he said that I'm God, and he said it in many ways, and if you read the Bible carefully, you will find out that Jews tried to stone the Lord because he revealed many times his divine nature. So how come being a liar and on the same point that they believed that he was a great teacher and a great philosopher? Another possibility that the Lord Jesus Christ may be considered as lunatic or a crazy man because he revealed that he is God. So he might be a lunatic. But if you study carefully the story of our Lord Jesus Christ, you can find no trace of an imbalance in his life. No one considered him crazy, and no one could see any imbalance in his personality. There was no any psychological disturbance in his speeches or his deeds. So this, you know, possibility is not accepted. If we say that the possibility of being crazy, the Lord Jesus Christ, he bore tremendous stresses in the time of his death. If he is not just crazy one, why he suffered till crucifixion? Why he took this burden? Why he was that gentle dealing with these people? Why he did not escape the whole story if he is not the one who is the Savior? The third possibility, the Lord Jesus Christ might be considered as legend. He may be considered as kind of myth. Was he a true person? Was he a real man? Or just a story given to the people at that time? You know, you can find in the history hundreds of testimonies prove that he was real. He was real man. He was historical personality. He was not a myth. So if you put all these possibilities, he is not crazy. He was not a lunatic one. He was not a myth or a legend. And he was not a liar. Then we had no other possibility, but he was right. He was true. He was the real God because all his life proved to be the good man, and he said, as a good man, I'm not only man, I'm also God. So we need to believe in him. This is the only logic possibility we can accept. Jesus Christ is the truth and the way to God. He proved to be right in everything. He made miracles. He raised out of death. He gave power to his disciples. He made many good deeds. He spoke great speeches. His words could change the life of millions, so he is not a lunatic or a crazy or a liar, but he is the right God. Another question we may face with the atheist, why do the innocent suffer? This is a common question. Also, we usually come to meet. When God created the universe, it was perfect. Adam and Eve were given the freedom to obey. Adam and Eve disobeyed. Evil came into the universe. Let's put it again. God created all the universe in a good way. There was no sin, no corruption, no evil. But because Adam and Eve were free to do whatever they like, they introduced evil in the nature, in the creation. So by disobedience of our forefathers, Adam and Eve, evil power came to our nature. Corruption happened. So when we ask about the suffering of people and the evil inside humanity, actually we refer to our problem. We are the ones who are responsible for this. God is always good, and God created man as good as him. God did not create evil, but he allowed Adam and Eve to do whatever they like, and because of the evil power, they followed the evil ideas, and they disobeyed the order of the Lord, and then evil came into human beings. So the natural pattern of the universe is that our actions do not only affect us, but also involve other people. We need to see this clearly, that if you do wrong, actually you are not hurting yourself only, but you are hurting others. And by doing here and there mistakes and wrongs, we are corrupting everything and everybody around, and the evil will overcome all humanity and all things around. Because people disobeyed and broke God's law, evil broadly pervades the universe. When you see evil here and there and everywhere, this is not the plan of the Lord, the Almighty One, the Good One. No, this is handmade, made by hand, by the hands of man. God gave his life to solve the problem of evil. So if we say that man made evil and God made good things, so God now is restoring the goodness in life of human beings by being incarnate and by his redemption, by showing us the good life he lived on earth, by promising us the eternal good life, so as if he is restoring our good nature by the salvation. So when it comes again to the question, why do the innocent suffer? We need to say that whoever is willing to respond will receive the gift of life, grace, and forgiveness. We suffer for some time, and through suffering, we will pray, we will go back to the Lord, we will seek the eternal life, we will look after the good life we lost, so we will enjoy love, grace, and forgiveness, and by which we will restore our good and great nature made by the hands of the Lord. So the only solution to the fact of evil is God's solution, Jesus Christ and his cross. We have nothing to solve our problems of evil and suffering except the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ, the good nature of the Lord given by the Holy Spirit through the sacrament. So no matter what we will be suffering in the world, we have an eternal future because we belong to our Lord Jesus Christ. So if we suffer nowadays on earth, we know quite well that this kind of suffering is very temporary, but we are promised by the eternal freedom of pain and eternal happiness away from the corruption and evil and suffering. So this is another question commonly asked by the atheist. If they go after suffering and evil in the world, we need to admit that this suffering and evil power is not the plan of the Lord, it's the free will of man. Glory to God. Amen.